Chapter 1. The World of Books. Unit 2. The Travels of Swift's Satire.
Jonathan Swift's Gulliver's Travels is considered by many to be one of the most important pieces of literature ever written. During Swift's lifetime, satire was a popular form of writing. It sought to highlight absurd practices by taking a practice and the ideas related to it to an extreme degree. Satire lies at the heart of Gulliver's Travels. Swift used this form of writing to criticize many of the ideas and practices of 18th century Europe. The book is written as a log of Gulliver's adventures in different countries. The first part of the book is about Lilliput, a country inhabited by people that are only 15 centimeters tall. Gulliver finds that the Lilliputians are at war with another country. He is forced to aid their war effort by capturing all of the enemy's ships used for war. However, Gulliver becomes an enemy of the king for refusing to invade the other country. Gulliver escapes, and the enemies of Lilliput end up helping him repair a boat to use to return home. In his log, Gulliver writes what he sees and thinks about the war between the two countries of little people. Much of this writing is clear criticism of the war between France and Britain. Next, Gulliver visits Brobdingnag, a country inhabited by people 12 times his size. After some adventures in the country of giants, he gets the chance to discuss the state of Europe with Brobdingnag's king. The giant king expresses disgust on hearing about such a strange land. Swift uses this opportunity in the story to present his own critical opinions about Europe. After leaving the giants, Gulliver finds himself on the floating nation of Laputa. The people of Laputa spend all of their time studying mathematics and making music. However, its people do not know how to use either of these for practical purposes. Swift uses this strange country to criticize scientific advancements with no practical applications. Gulliver also gets to visit other countries on the way home from Laputa. Most of Gulliver's observations about these countries relate to Europe again. Upon reaching home in England, Gulliver plans to remain there for the rest of his life. However, with the chance to captain a ship, he travels abroad again. Gulliver then visits the nation of the Houyhnhnms. Two very different species inhabit the country. One species is the Houyhnhnms. These are a race of kind and wise horse-like beings. The other species is the Yahoos. These are humans, but they are cruel and vicious. Gulliver finds himself preferring the company of the Houyhnhnms to the Yahoos, even though the Yahoos are more like the human race. Here, Swift is criticizing the practice of slavery, a common practice and business in his time. Gulliver's Travels is clearly an important piece of literature. First, it is beautifully well planned. There are a number of levels to the satire that Swift created. Even more important is the way that Swift used the novel to criticize the culture of the time. Using satire, he managed to criticize many aspects of 18th century European culture, from its wars to its ways of thinking. Interestingly, Swift avoids suggesting his own ideas for a better society. Every place Gulliver visits is wonderful in some way, but also lacks something. Swift's ability to use such clever satire while holding out on suggesting his own idea is remarkable. If nothing else, Gulliver's Travels remains important for the way it fascinates and inspires readers even today. The novel has also clearly made a mark on English language and literature. In fact, many words created by Swift for his story are now commonly used in English. In addition, many films and books continue to reference Swift's famous satirical novel.